Welcome back to eBay Radio, where every segment is top-rated and all returns are hassle-free. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Selling international can be or seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. And here now to explain why we should take the plunge, so to speak, is Michelle Darden. She's known on eBay as Cami Beauty. That's Kami Beauty. Michelle, does selling internationally open up that many new markets for us, really?
It does. It really does. Even today, I actually got an email from someone I sold a few items to in Mauritius. I think that's how you say the country's name.
Mauritius.
What? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I believe that's how you say it. But yeah, she wanted to know if the item was still available, which I don't have because it's not listed. But it just goes to show you selling online and selling internationally should definitely be part of your business strategy.
Are you getting repeat customers internationally?
Yes. I think it's, besides the fact that I sell a lot of discontinued beauty products, it's the fact that I sell internationally and they're aware of that, it just sends them right back.
If selling internationally, have you noticed that it gives you an advantage over maybe your competition that only sells domestically?
Of course, it really does. And I've gotten emails just saying thank you for selling to us. I'm not sure why some sellers don't offer it. Or even I had a customer in Australia, and she told me that she was excited to know that I was selling internationally. And to me, it wasn't really a big deal. And she said that a lot of other sellers, she'll email them beforehand, and they'll say, no, we've never sold internationally, we won't. And then if we will, maybe we'll use GSP. And some buyers, they don't want to go through the hassle of using eBay's GSP program.
Every woman and some men know the heartbreak of finding a product that you love and adore, and all of a sudden you can't find it anymore. Mm. My hot chili lipstick is like that, folks. My hot chili lipstick, the only lipstick I ever adored in my life,
is gone. Well, you know what you can do?
What can I do?
You can take a red jelly bean and you can wet it just a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you can have lipstick.
But you know what, darling? It would have to be just that right shade of orange brown with the gold flecks in it.
See? Oh, come on. Settle.
It would have to be just perfect. So I notice that a lot of the things that you sell I have never heard of.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Is, like what?
Is that, Bali orchid?
Well, that was from Victoria's Secret.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess Nioxin I've heard of.
Yes.
Nioxin, is that a drug?
It's...
No. It's I guess you would kind of call it like a high-end beauty product. They specialize in a lot of hair care. Probably the reason why you've never really heard of a lot of the things that are carried are because they have been discontinued. And maybe at the time when the companies were doing the marketing, it wasn't an interest to you. But there are a lot of things that I get, and there's a few things that I have to list that you'll probably be like, oh, my God, I haven't seen that in a very long time. Or, wow, where'd you get that? And I guess my background with my family owning a beauty supply, that helped a lot. I'm able to just really sit there and say, oh, I know this. Okay, I'll take that. Oh, I know this. Yes. Okay, this is going to be discontinued soon. So let me be a pack rat and just grab it all.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
Do you get any returns from overseas?
No. And I'm going to knock on wood. I haven't received any returns yet. I probably attribute that to the way I care and handle my packages when I'm sending them overseas. Like, I really make sure that they can go through the vigorous drop test, and sometimes the heat or sometimes the cold, I pack it and, you know, really stuff it and make sure it has a really tight fit. Because I know even I've been to some of the air hangars in JFK where they send the international packages, and they... they just toss them around, and I make sure that I package my items very well.
Oh, good. Yeah, I've never had a return request for a shirt from overseas, but, you know, that could change, I'm sure, so.
Yeah, I mean, I get questions about, you know, like, oh, I'm just, you know, I wanted to know what's the expiration date, I wanted to know if you have more, I wanted to know how do you really use the product, but never a return request.
So, you, since your parents owned a beauty supply store, you know, when we go into, like, to have our hair done or whatever, sometimes they have on a little table 50%
off. 50%
off. 25 cents, 50 cents, uh-huh. $2 each. Are those the kind of products we may want to grab up to sell on eBay?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yes and no. I will say that we never really offered that in our store because we always had different avenues of pushing out the merchandise. But let's say, for instance, you go to Ulta and you see something on clearance. You could probably quickly do some research just to see if it's being discontinued or not. Or maybe the store or even the salon that you're in, they may just need to get rid of inventory. So it's not necessarily that it'll be a good seller online or the demand is no longer there. But I always say, if you see it, check for it. Do a quick research, and then if you feel like you want to buy it, or if you see forums and that people are talking about it, or you know that it'll be discontinued soon, pick it up. It'll probably be a good seller. If not now, maybe like a few months.
We're speaking with Michelle Darden. She's known on eBay as Cami Beauty, K-A-M-I. B-E-A-U-T-Y, and she is selling internationally, and she said it's really opened up new markets for her.
Yes.
What about tracking?
Oh, I love the tracking from USPS. I know a lot of other sellers have asked me, like, oh, can you really track a package? It's not as detailed as if it was being shipped domestically, but they usually update pretty frequently, even to the point where I had a package go to Sweden. This was first class, and I also sent another one priority. And they were updated pretty often. I mean, you can't really, it's certain markets, you may not be able to get the tracking information as rapidly as other places, but certain countries, yes, the tracking is really on point. It's very detailed for as much as could be offered for international shipping.
So how did you get started selling on eBay, and how long have you been selling?
I actually started selling online as a whole in 2012. John Lawson, who I know eBay Radio is very familiar with, he's a really good friend of mine. And I was always lurking in his Facebook group, the e-commerce group.
Uh-huh.
And I knew since middle school, my family has always been very entrepreneurial. We've had businesses. So I knew how to sell, and I knew how to market. But selling online was a whole different, different area for me. And after lurking in his group for a while and some other groups, I decided to sell on Amazon as well as eBay. And for eBay, I've always had a love-hate relationship. But then another good friend of the show, Phoebe, and some other people, Anastasia, Carol Peterson, Cindy Sorley, they really got me into the groove of, hey, let me jump back on eBay and do some things that I may not be able to do on other platforms. So, yeah, since 2012, but really kicking it into high gear for the past year and a half.
So, is it expensive to ship overseas?
No, it's not. And what I offer are usually flat rates because I've noticed that a lot of the items I have, they're not very bulky. So I try to put them on a scale and figure out, like, okay. And then with USPS, they have a guide sheet for the weights and the prices of how they zone the countries overseas. So, like, the first zone is usually Canada, and then Canada and I believe Mexico. that option is usually the cheapest. And then you'll get, like, zones that cover all of Europe or parts of Europe, all of Africa. You go down into, like, India, Australia. So it's really easy if you know what the weight, including the shipping materials and the custom forms and labels, if you know those weights, if you know the weights when you finalize the package, it's really easy to set a flat rate shipping if you need to. If not, you can always do, like, weight-based. And a lot of international buyers understand, hey, shipping is will probably be on the expensive side.
Michelle, how difficult is it to create labels for international packages?
It's not. And eBay makes it very easy, because as soon as you create that listing and you tell them, I'm going to offer international shipping, whenever an international buyer clicks and pays for your item, when you go to create the label, you will pay for it, and then the custom form comes right after it. And all you have to do is fill out the information, print it out. You can put it inside the USPS custom forms, or if you have your own custom form envelope, and just slap it right on, and you have your own copy to keep for your records. So very easy.
You know, we've had a blast having you on today, Michelle.
Oh, thank you.
Michelle is known on eBay as Cami Beauty, Kamibeauty. And I guess her message is, sell internationally, you fool. If you're not doing it, you need to be doing it.
That's true.
Yes,
you
know? Yes.
Why would you say no to money?
Exactly.
I don't know. I find a lot of people like to leave international sellers or international buyers, they like to leave them in the dark. And eBay, we're reaching
I'm glad we
thank you, Michelle.
Thank you,
Michelle. We
so
got to go, honey. Thank you.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. Up next, your calls. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is, and you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit roadie.com.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit. and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit the ebayshop.com.